The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
He's given me love. He's given me power. Well, in that same sentence, He has given you the right of a sound mind.
Next, Beth Moore encourages us to renew our mind through God's Word.
Don't you know?
Be sure to stay with us today and find out what had Beth almost lose her mind. The secret to having a beautiful mind. Next on Life Today.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Betty Robinson, and this is James.
And we're talking about a beautiful mind. Sometimes I think we men feel like we got dirty minds, and I know, you know, women can sure make us feel that way sometimes. You know, you've said, why do you think things like that? And I said, I don't know. I need a beautiful mind. I'm praying, oh, God. Hey, I want it. With all my heart, I want it. And I want to help others have it. And I want to learn this process, and Beth's going to talk about it today because she's here, and she's got a book called Breaking Free that we're offering. It's a bestseller and a classic. I want you to have it. A lot of our viewers did not know about this book because it had gone really all over much of the world before Beth came on Wednesdays with Beth. And we want you to get the CD or DVD teaching series. We want you to get Betty's testimony, Free to Be Me, because we want to help you have a beautiful mind, a mind that is reclaimed and replaced in so many ways and renewed. And Beth Moore is helping do that. Welcome, Beth Moore, to Life Today. She's with us.
So happy to be here, you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Would you agree that when it comes to the mind, that one of the worst things that can happen and something that typically happens to a lot of people is at some point they just get stuck?
Yes.
Well, you know, you were concerned about one of our staff being stuck.
I do remember that.
Yeah, and we're going to get you that you remembered up close and personal right now. I want y'all to watch this. Watch it. All of you here, watch on the monitor. You at home, watch this.
Beth?
Yes, sir? Is that the Lord?
Beth?
Yes, Lord?
Beth, I hear you've been talking about me.
Oh,
My ears have been burning.
No!
When you were over in Africa, I heard you were talking about me with Janice.
I was, Carlton.
And, well, I decided it wasn't your birthday, but this is for you. Go ahead and play it, man.
Oh, God. Y'all, I'm just going to give you a little background to know that I found out that one of the guys that works here is a impersonator.
I needed you. Is it you? But it always stayed. It wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you're going. Don't you know that now you're gone? And I'm left here on my own. Now I have to follow you and beg you to come home. You don't have to say nothing, just be closer. You don't have to stay forever. I will understand. Believe me.
I do.
I can't help the Lord, but believe me, I never tie you down. Let alone just a memory. Blessings day and so free. All this left is loneliness. There's nothing.
I have
you see his hair and his sideburns are like that day in and day out in his regular work here at Life Outreach.
Right.
That's what you have to understand is I didn't know that he was an Elvis impersonator. I just thought when I saw he was the nicest guy and I liked him so much, I want you to know that I accepted him. That he just got stuck somewhere and couldn't get past it. And that's when Janice told me on the end of the trip, no, Beth, that's what he does on the side.
Did y'all enjoy that? Oh, was that great? Yeah, I hope all of you at home enjoyed it. Let me just say this. LifeToday.org, if you say, hey, I might like Carlton Hurdle to come do an Elvis thing for us. We've had him do it for our staff. He does it for churches and civic groups. And you go to LifeToday.org and say, how do I get that Elvis impersonator? We'll tell you how to get him and give him a whole lot. And Carlton, I want a cut of whatever it is. Be a little bit of your agent.
James, tell him how tall he is because that adds to the mystique.
Well, I think he's 6'10", and he's a great basketball player. One of the
so
best here in the Metroplex.
He's a lot of Elvis.
Yeah. He's the tallest Elvis you ever saw. All right, you would agree, as we said before we had the fun there. And by the way, we do have fun. As believers, we have fun. And you can have fun in a wholesome way. But a lot of people are stuck.
Yes.
I mean, something has happened in their life, and somehow we need to get unstuck. And that is basically something that lodges in our mind. Help our viewers and all of the wonderful people here in the audience. How can we get unstuck?
You know, something that we talk about a lot, James and Betty, is that so much of the Christian walk is a process. We are saved the instant we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. But so much of the rest of our walk is God completing what He started in that moment in us and just learning His Word and learning how to walk with Him and learning His ways. That's all processing what God has started in us the moment we received His Son. But I do want our viewers to know today that there is something that can happen in this moment. There's a lot that we're talking about that processes over the weeks and months to come and years to come for the rest of our lives as God is doing that perfecting work in us. But there is something that can happen this moment, this very day. And it begins with our key scripture that we've been talking about all week long, 2 Timothy 1:7, that says, and I've been using the New King James for that wonderful wording tagged onto the end of it, that God has not given us a spirit of fear, mm-hmm. but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And we can come to a point where we realize that the enemy has been so messing with us and that no matter where we've been and what we've been through, we have the right to reclaim the sound mind that God has given us. And no matter what an idiot we feel like we've made of ourselves, we get to claim the rights of our sonship and daughtership in Christ. And He says it right there in His Word. All of us would agree He's given me love. He's given me power. Well, in that same sentence, He has given you the right of a sound mind. And it can begin by us saying, I've had enough of that. I've had enough of believing something about myself that is not true. And I know that I can think with the fullness of Christ operating through me, that I have the ability to think whole thoughts and healthy thoughts and edifying thoughts. And it begins by making a decision. And the decision is, I'm going to claim what is mine. I'm not asking for something that God has not already offered me. This is mine in Christ Jesus, and I start claiming it. So that can happen today. And the relief of that and the hope of that, that I don't just have to keep putting up with this, that everything starts changing today. And from that point forward, we just begin walking with Him. I want to tell you guys something. If anybody is really familiar with the verse, there are all sorts of different renderings of that word that the New King James uses at the end, sound mind. The NIV says that He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power of love and of self-discipline. And another one says sound judgment. And you're thinking, well, which one is it? It's all coming from exactly the same original word. Why all those different translations? Because innate in the whole concept of a sound mind is self-discipline. That the biblical concept, this is hard for us English thinkers, but to the Greek mind and in the language that it was being inspired in, you could not separate the two things. To have a sound mind was to also practice a self-discipline. I cannot express enough, and it's something you talked so powerfully about in our last session together, that to put forth the effort and to determine I am going to get with God every single day. I'm going to spend some time in His Word. I'm going to start inviting Him to do a miraculous work in me. Listen to me. I want somebody to hear this today. You, when we're talking about a beautiful mind, you have one. You are brilliant. You are brilliant. Every single one of us created in the image of God has brilliance. We are tremendously gifted in the Spirit. And I want to see us just like you do, James and Betty. We want to see people operate out of that, the fullness of who they are in Christ. And in order to do that, we got to put forth some discipline to operate in self-discipline the way the Word of God says to do it. We are receiving something. We're only rejecting something to receive something better. We're not leaving ourselves empty-handed. We're gonna starve some of the flesh so that we can feed the Spirit. And then, let me tell you something, when we live out of the fruit of that, when we come to a place where we begin to get to the harvest and think, this is life? Are you kidding me? I would not go back to the other for anything
That's
in this
good.
World.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, nobody has ever had a mind more trapped than mine has been in the past. There's just no possible way. It may have been a different kind of mental stronghold than yours, but boy, was it ever there. And I'm going to tell you that these days, and still all sorts of fears can rise up and all sorts of concerns and worries, but I know what to do with them, and I know what to do with them quickly. But what I find so amazing, I can roll over in the bed at night and just become conscious for just a second as I'm rolling over and turning the other way on the pillow, and I will realize that my spirit is in the middle of a praise song. And I can't tell you the times I want to stop right there, lay my head back on the pillow, and let the tears just drip on the sides of my head and think, what a miracle, God, you have performed in me. That even in my sleep, in the night watches, my mind will give you praise after where I have been in my head and in my actions.
I got to just say to all the viewers, and just let me cut straight to you, this, we can go there. We can live there. You won't live there without ever maybe do you ever have a time, by the way, you can go there. Yes, you can.
Yes,
where
you
he
can
fill your heart with praise.
Yes.
Where you may not be able to sing. I can't sing. But boy, I'm telling you what, I praise God. I praise Him for everything. I praise Him for everything. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm a praiser. Beth, I gotta ask you this. And everybody's gotta know they can go there. This is where God's inviting you. But do you ever, now that you have these moments, do you ever have a time of heaviness?
Absolutely.
Or what do you do with that?
Absolutely. I know what to do now. I know what to do in the very beginning when it starts. And I want to say this to all of us. We are feeding our thoughts. Whatever your thought life is like, whatever my thought life is like, James, Betty, any person out there on the planet, we're feeding it. So whatever we're thinking, we're feeding it. And one way or another, we're meditating on it. So whether we're having victory in our minds or whether we're having defeat in our minds, we're feeding our thoughts just like we feed our bodies. So we have to go back to what we're feeding it. And so if I'm walking around, now let me tell you, there's a very big difference between walking around in perfection and walking around in victory. And my very favorite place to find that defined is in Psalm 19 when he says, keep me from blatant rebellion. Keep me from willful sins. We said, don't let some kind of secret sin have dominion over me. So we're talking about dominion sin here. We're not talking about just momentary temptation, momentary defeat, reactive defeat. I reacted badly that. We're talking about being free from willful sin and from allowing something to just remain, live in a body in our thinking. Very big difference between perfection and victory. But if we'll begin to notice, if we can see when we have a thought process that's going to begin to be exalted in our minds, you can tell. By the time in the course of 15 minutes, you're thinking about it for the third time around. Anybody know what I'm talking about? By the time something happens, whether it's at work or in a relationship, in a fight between you and your guy, you and your mate, by the time you find yourself over that next hour that you have thought it and rethought it, all right, you're on your way. So right then, I'm a huge believer. This is where we're going to get into this self-discipline thing. James and Betty, I could not feel more strongly about scripture memory. I'm just going to beg somebody here today. I'm going to beg somebody. I have women tell me all the time, you know what? I can't memorize. Well, you know what you can do? You can meditate. Mm-hmm. And it still does the same thing. You get you spiral and write you down some scriptures on it. And even if you don't get it word for word, if you're working even harder because you can't get the words in a row, well, you know what? Your mind is preoccupied with the thoughts of God. Mm-hmm. We've got to get to where we're in our Western culture, we are so allergic to the disciplines of the Spirit that we're living in defeat. I wish I could tell you something new today, but it's the same two things that are going to drive a fiery spiritual life, and that's still going to be prayer and being in the Word. When the two men or the two people on the road saw Christ, but they didn't know it was Him, and they said, "Did not our hearts burn within us while He talked with us on the way and while He opened to us the Scriptures?" That is prayer, and that's Bible study. Those two things, that's what gives us a fiery spirit.
This requires discipline.
Yes, it does.
This means that we can't just go down. I used to tell church folks, "You look like a bunch of big old fat babies sitting out here waiting for a preacher to get the little plunger and give you a little spiritual injection." You'd say, "Feed me, preacher." And that's where you go to church. Then you walk out full of hot air because you haven't got any. Excuse me. It's the truth. It's a big, big mess. That's getting pretty graphic. That's better than Elvis, folks. Here's what I pray, Beth, and I got to ask you if this isn't so. When I shared about how God drove me to His Word in desperation for life, I used to go to get sermons. But once I started going to get life and I meditated it, I found the Word was lodging in my heart, and I would begin to say the Word without having memorized the Word.
Yes.
And I would mark where I could go back. I can usually remember where things are, and I know anytime somebody's going to ask me a Bible question, I memorize the places, and if you said something about a verse, I can usually go over and find it. Well, I'll find where it is, and I can read it. But here's what happened to me. The Word began to fill me to the point, and I'm going to ask you if you've been there, and you may live there. But I began to measure every sentence that came out of people's mouths, every conversation, everything. I was being measured in my mind by the Word of God. Did what they're saying, did that spirit,
That's right.
did that attitude, did those expressions, did those statements line up with the
That's
Word?
Right.
And in the New Testament, they were commanded to search the Scriptures daily whether those things that were said were true. That was even the New Testament speakers.
That's right.
Search the Word. Find out if this lines up with what God says. Now,
That's right.
do you find yourself, I mean, even as you're listening to me and I'm saying things, you're measuring what I'm saying by the Word. Am I right about that?
We will never be able to recognize a lie unless we know the truth. So, yes, you're constantly...
So, you can measure conversation and you measure
Absolutely.
Your thoughts by the Word.
Absolutely.
And then you replace what is not of the Word with the Word. Is that how we take thoughts captive?
Absolutely. And if someone that I love is still speaking something over me that I know God's Word does not say about me, I will in that moment think to myself, I may be doing this, but I'm thinking to myself, I do not receive that. Mm-hmm. That is not what my God says over me. That is not what the Word says. People you love will speak lies over you.
And they don't intend to.
No, they don't mm-hmm. intend to. They don't even realize it. And many of them don't. I think you guys know what I'm talking about. But it's something that we encounter day
sure.
in and day out, especially if we're trying to get out
the Word.
Of a stronghold. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we were talking about earlier, James, when you said, you know, how do we, I wish I wanted to do all of this, but what if I don't? Listen, I've shared this before on Life Today, and it's something of my personal testimony, so I'll share it as long as anybody will listen. But God impressed upon my heart when I saw somebody that had a relationship with the Lord Jesus that I wanted so badly. It was my mentor many, mm-hmm. many years ago. He had a love for Scripture like I had never seen, and this big old football player, and yet he would teach the Scriptures, and the tears would stream down his cheeks. He had such a tender heart like you, and I thought, I want that. I want that so badly, and God began to impress upon my heart, pray for it. You mm-hmm. pray for it. You pray for it more than you want blessing, more than you want your answered prayers, more than you want anything in this world that you could touch or you could see. You pray to have a hunger and a thirst for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to tell you, that's exactly what he did. My most commonly prayed prayer from a very spontaneous, earnest heart throughout an entire week will be, God, give me a love for you. Cause me to love you more than I love any person that I can possibly see. And I got to be willing to let people disappoint me for that to be true. Mm-hmm. Let me have a hunger for your Word. Give me a desire for you. And it is something, the only excuse I have for it is that He has answered that prayer. Every single morning I don't get chill bumps. You know, I don't have
sure.
that kind of, I don't have a, you know, some mystical experience where I'm levitated off of the bed or wherever I'm having prayer time with Him. But let me tell you what He has done. I want to tell you the miracle that He's performed in my life. I desire his personal presence in my life more than anything at all. I want him. I want the real presence of Jesus in my life. It is worth everything to me. There is no amount of carnal, fleshly pleasure in this world that is worth giving that up. Once you have tasted that, once you know he has touched you, he has been with you, that you have experienced him, and that the way he stays so prominent in your vision of the unseen is that you keep it alive through him empowering you through Bible study and through prayer. Once you get a taste of that, that's what you want out of life. And that is what I want out of life.
Can I just say this real quick? I've been so blessed just sitting here listening to Beth and to my husband. I'm so proud of him. And what God's done in his life and what he continues to do. And I'm always blessed, Beth, when I hear you. I look forward to Wednesdays with Beth.
You're
I
just
watch
it, girl.
But you know the
and
most...
she just it?
You know the most blessed I am is those times when it's just God and me.
That's right. Thank you, Betty.
And I hope that you can come to that place that, yes, we are encouraged at church. We are encouraged by fellowship of others, by the teachings of others. But there is nothing like the fellowship with God.
So. I could not agree with that more.
I want to pray that for everyone. Father, myself included, to just long for your presence, your truth, to have the discipline to set other things aside and to focus on you. God, grant me grace, strength, enabling. But Lord, that I might in every viewer claim the strength to exercise the discipline necessary to get in your word and get your word in us. Set people free who are watching.
Thank you.
Set them on a new journey with a beautiful mind. In Jesus' name. You want to say thanks to Beth for sharing?
It means so much to me. Thank you for giving me this privilege.
I want everybody to get the series. I want everybody to have it. I mean, this is really good. This is gold tried in the fire. What is it? It's the Word of God. But it is explained in a way that you can apply it to your life and begin this process of reclaiming your mind and literally renewing your mind so that you can know the good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. So you can walk in the fullness of the Spirit, not discussing the Spirit or defending the Spirit or having a battle over the Spirit, but walking in the Spirit. And it all begins with the renewing of the mind, and the whole life changes. We want to help you with that. The book, Breaking Free, and about this process, incredible book. We want to send you the book, Betty's book, Free to Be Me. It's her story. It's a story so many can identify with. She was hidden. She was the girl caught in the middle in her family, the middle child. She was the girl that thought, nobody will ever notice. But you know what? She didn't do nasty things to get noticed. She was so pure. But she said, I can at least be pure before God. And I saw that. Not the purest guy that ever walked. But when I saw that purity, it put me on my knees before God. I said, God, thank you for that. See, this is what God did in her. And then to watch how she's grown in God's grace, you can do that. We want to send you this material. If you'd like to have the teaching on CD or DVD, you just ask for it. A beautiful mind. That's what God wants all of us to have. And it's a process for us. It's a journey we can have together. Dial the number there, would you? Ask for the beautiful mind. If you want it on CD, we're asking for a gift of $49. If you want the DVD, now remember, this is 5 hours, and I'm telling you, this DVD teaching is like you're just sitting in the room. And it'd be wonderful for you to use it at church or maybe in a study group with your family, but get alone with it. Ask for the DVD, and we're sending the books with either the CD or DVD to bless you and to help you. So you ask for them and know that you're actually investing in helping others. We're asking for $89 if you'd like the DVDs. And consider this. We've got 600 kids we're taking care of every month full time. And it costs an average of $25 a month to take care of those kids. Maybe you'd say, I'll take care of a couple of them. These are the kids in our life centers. And by the way, where those kids are, there's 6,000 kids that come every day from the community around because they have a need that only life can meet. And you may want to say, hey, James, I want that material to help me in my life and my family. but I want to help somebody else. And so just tack an extra gift on if you'd like to help those children. We don't talk about them in these life centers, but they're there all the time, and we're helping all the time. And you're the ones that can make that possible. Thanks for doing it. You can have a beautiful mind. Call right now, would you? Use your bank card like a check. If you want to write a check, make it to Life. But please, right now, make that call, or you can go online, lifetoday.org.
Are you overwhelmed with life's circumstances? Is your life filled with feelings of rejection, insecurity, and fear? Do you often feel like you're going to lose your mind? Introducing Beth Moore's new series, A Beautiful Mind. In this five-part series, Beth exposes the enemy's lies you are believing and shows you how to walk in victory. She reveals how to reclaim your right in Christ to be free and healthy, physically and spiritually. With God's Word, you can replace the spirit of fear with a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. In this new series, Beth shares her personal story and struggles and gives you practical tools to take control of your thought life to produce a beautiful mind. Respond today, and we'll also send you Beth Moore's best-selling book, Breaking Free, along with Betty Robinson's book, Free to Be Me.
God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind.
Call now to receive the entire A Beautiful Mind package on audio CD with your gift of just $49, or request the DVD series for just $89. And remember, your gift today will help us reach out to thousands of orphans and their communities through our 13 life centers around the world. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
If you want the series in DVD, I really recommend you get it in DVD. I think you'll want to invite people to sit around with you and open their Bibles and really get into the process of renewing your mind and discipline. This is 5 hours, either on CD or DVD, or you may want to get both. So sometimes you're writing, you can listen, but when you can, I want you to sit down. I want you to shut out all the other sights and sounds and get your Bible and get into the Word. So we want to thank you for some of you giving an extra gift just to help us care for the children. There's 6,000 that come to our life centers every day just to get help because they don't have it where they are, the influence. And you make that possible. Beth, Betty, and I love you.
I love you guys.
And I want to be more disciplined. I want to be longing every day just for the presence of God, like
help
you talked
Lord.
About.
Help
thanks
us,
for sharing. You want to say thanks to Beth again for being here. Watch Beth every Wednesday, Wednesdays with Beth. If you call to get the beautiful mind, get a busy, call until you get through. Write the number down. And let's let God reprogram our thinking, renew our minds. Bless all of you.
Get one of the hottest tickets in the Metroplex. Come be a part of the Life Today studio audience. You'll be inspired and entertained. Call or email to reserve your tickets today.
When I think back what Jesus Christ has done for me, I'm going to tell you something. He saved my mind.
A Beautiful Mind. Tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.